Assalamu alaikum, brother Imran Ali, my respected elders, brothers and sisters. When we think of the loyal companions of Imam Hussein, what exactly do we think of? Quite obviously, we think of them as loyal companions, unwavering in their faith, steadfast in their promise, pious and God-fearing men and women. We think of people like Muslim ibn Osajah or Habib ibn Mazahir, who were so loyal that they became shuhada while protecting the Imam of their time. We also cannot forget those loyal men and women who were in Kufa helping the messenger of Imam Hussein during those difficult times. They helped Muslim ibn Aqil and achieved the status of martyrdom due to their efforts. If we look closely at the whole situation, then we find out that there were three main categories of people related to the movement of Imam Hussein. These were the companions of Imam Hussein, the Kufis, and the Shamis. In contrast to the great companions of Imam Hussein, those who initially supported the Imam but moved back due to their timid nature, their weak attitude, their cowardice, and superficial love were termed Kufis. And although they are not from a specific place, these traits were shown by the inhabitants of Kufa during the times of our Imam. They represent the saying of Imam Hussein, which is narrated in Bihar al-Anwar, in Tuhfat al-Huquq in Bihar al-Anwar. Verily, people are the slaves of the world, and their religion is superficial, only on their tongues. They are attentive to it as long as their martial benefits are provided, but when they are tested, the number of true devotees dwindles. The third category of people, as I mentioned before, are the Shamis. These are the arch-enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. They are the symbols of tyranny, oppression, injustice, and like before, this name comes from the fact that this behavior was associated with the inhabitants of Sham. In light of the teachings of the Prophet and his pure progeny, and reflecting the true message of Karbala, we ought to be careful in understanding the true religion. We need to have a deep understanding of religion and a true love for the Prophet and his pure progeny. A love that becomes the basis of action. A love that is shown by the great companions of Imam Hussein in the plains of Karbala. A love that leads us to true knowledge, piety, and attachment to the teachings of Islam. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed with a number of good scholars that are trying hard to spread the true message of Islam. Our local scholars like Sheikh Jafar are always available to guide us towards the truth. Visiting scholars can also help us clear confusions and get answers to questions that arise in our mind. Let us help each other to follow the path of the companions of Imam Hussein, and let us get rid of traits to develop a Kufi mentality, or God forbid, pushes one to resemble the Shamis. Thank you for your time, and may I request a loud salawat for the safety and long life of our Marajain, especially the leader of the Islamic Ummah. Salawat.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we'll...